Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to a amazing edition of the conversation, folks. Today on the conversation, if you haven't heard this, this is nuts. Assembly Bill 2943 in California would ban any book that would push you one way or the other in sexual orientation. I'm 99% sure if you did a book trying to get people to become transgender, like a woman to become a man or a man to become a woman, that probably wouldn't get banned. But if you any psychological book, any, you know, like Bibles or anything that would push you to try to, if you're having issues with gender identity and you wanted help, California, it would be banned. But don't worry, because they've got enough votes. They got enough votes and enough interest to start collecting signatures for California to exit the United States and be its own country. So, bye-bye. If you haven't heard by now, you know, Mother Kate and Prince Williams have another boy. It's a big deal to me. I think it's cool with that. So, The only thing I have this is I don't care for it about is, you know, they have a special wing for her, a special, you know, like anyone else would never be able to use that type of that part of the hospital, you know, because of royalty. They're not sending school tech. I mean, just to see the little kids and you're gonna be having cameras following you every single solitary second of your life. You're gonna have more photos taken of you than, but it's kind of, it's so awesome. Candace Owens, Oh, I Love You. Finally, you know, she's been called a KKK member, you name it, she's been called it, because Kanye West praises her, you know, because Democrats view blacks as, let me see here, you guys are a victim. You know, they want to control you. They want to own you. They want to keep you down. They don't want you to rise up. The Democratic Party would not know what to do if the blacks said, wait a minute here, we've been asked in the A by all these politicians, well, wait a minute, we're not better off. If the American public in general came together and said, bullcrap, let's, you know how quickly Washington would change if we all came together? Wow. If you haven't heard, the Barbara Bush, her husband is now in the hospital. Supposedly has a blood infection. He's not doing well, so keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Barbara Bush, she just died, her husband, George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush. Also, they have information. I'm going to get into the incident in Toronto. And there's evidence now that with North Korea, that there's even, like, before they meet, there's now talk that is Kim Jong-un just saying whatever he wants to try to get, you know, whatever. But it's not going to, I mean, until things happen, we're not going to change our stance until there's major change in that country. I don't think any of the stuff that Trump put in will go away, any of the sanctions, until I see North Koreans being able to fly and do whatever they want to and go wherever they want to, you know. So same thing with the Iran says if the U.S. pulls out of that deal that, you know, there's going to be major consequences. I'm like, sorry, but Obama's not president anymore, so we're not your friend. That and much, much more, folks. And welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, folks. And John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only forgotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And thank you for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I hope you kind of feel that way. And you, what a week. What a week. Now, crazy weekend. I don't know where you live, but around here, it's not like we normally have spring type temperatures and it's getting colder and I'll get out. So it's one of those things that makes you wonder, you know, are we going to have, is it going to go from winter right into 90 degree temps? Because I think a lot of people are having issues with, you know, especially I can attest for the fact that I'm used to like this being 50 degrees is killing me. So it's all good. Just hard to, you know, when you're expecting like 60 degree temps and now you don't have it. One of those things. Wow. I'm glad I live where I do, because I don't know where you live, but this is getting to be scary, folks. Assembly Bill 2943 in California would make it unlawful business, would make it an unlawful business practice to encourage in a transaction intended to result that basically, like if you had a book that you, like if you don't know if I'm having gender identity crisis, if you tried to push someone to say, hey, no, you know, pray the gay away, you would be banned. If you're a psychiatrist and you're helping someone that, well, you know, my producer's over there losing it. But if you're a psychiatrist and you say, I can help. No, I can't. I cannot help you if you feel that you're confused about your gender. It's going to be banned. You won't be able to buy books about it. Your freedom of speech is going bye-bye, and it's one step away from being a reality. This bill, Assembly Bill 2943, would make it an unlawful business practice to engage in a transaction intended to result or in the results in the sale of or leased goods or services to any consumer that advertise or offer to engage in or to do engage in sexual orientation change efforts in an individual. It's in the National Review. So basically, if I said, hey, we want to help you if you feel confused, you won't be able to do it. Now, I'm sure if you have a book that wants to help you become pansexual or whatever, hey, well, I've always thought about having breasts. What can here's a book that will help you. And it's their freedom of speech is going out the window. Their ability, heck, I say we move out there and just peddle those books under the table. You know how much money we can make? I mean, look at how much money Al Capone made when he was bootlegging liquor when it was illegal. And we could probably make millions. You know what I see going on in California? Remember that book, Fahrenheit 451? The Iron Curtain's coming up in California, but don't worry, because they've got enough votes. They've got enough interest. California gets go ahead to start collecting signatures to exit California. I don't see it happening, because I have friends that live in California that live in a part of the state where they are ultra, ultra, mega, mega conservative. They're anti-California 100%, but hey, I make $100,000 doing what I do. Plus, I couldn't get that kind of work in Indiana. There's no, you know, I work for Sony. I do this and that, you know, and it's what I do. There's nothing remotely, there's nothing even in my field in Indiana. And you have some people that want to split California up because, hey, we're tired. We're tired of finally getting a tax break from Trump. And, oh, no, we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen. We're going to increase your taxes. You know, don't worry. But that's the problem in this. You know, I was actually understanding at one point, I was doing some legal research on this, that Texas was technically the only state that could legally vote to secede from the U.S. But I guess any state technically can when they did the, if you get enough votes, and I mean, it would take a lot to do it. And most would never want to, so it would be a death knell. I mean, when I read about what they said the economic ramifications would be if, you know, what was it, Ireland that tried to secede from the British, from Britain? I want to say it was Ireland or Scotland, I forget which one, but one of them. I'm drawing a brain blank right now, but one of the two wanted to secede, and if it all, it would be a long time before the ramifications would ever heal. But it's scary that people want to secede. I mean, there was when Obama was president, there was talk about people wanting their own states, wanting their own currency, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I am one of those people that I want to have. Because I was talking to my mom about this on Monday, and I'm like, I want to have gold and silver back in my currency. There was a time, we'll never get back to it, but there was a time when one income household could provide for a family of four. Not now. Not anymore. Now, me and my wife work 7 days a week and 5 days a year just to be broke, just to be bankrupt. I mean, and it's at a point where, like in Britain, now it's like, if people file for bankruptcy or whatever, it's like not even. It used to be like the death knell. Like, oh my, dude, we're gonna be ashamed. We're gonna be like, wow, man, our family. You know, we're gonna dishonor our family by. Now it's like, hell, okay, whatever. Yeah, I filed it 10 times. It's no big deal, you know. Now it's like not even a. They don't. No one cares anymore. Rack up the debt and then file bankruptcy. Rack up medical bills. File bankruptcy. But then you can't do anything for like 7 years. You can't buy a car. You can't get a house. Can't hardly do anything. But, oh, trust me, I know people that, oh, I bought my 16-year-old daughter a brand new motorcycle. Okay, we're taking out of your paycheck everything we can legally take out, and there's people waiting in line to come after you for money. Hey. You know, if California wants to secede from their country and be their own, go ahead. I don't think it's ever going to happen because there are huge pockets. It's about 50-50 split between people that are mega, mega, ultra conservative and super, ultra socialist liberal. So, but that's, you know, I mean, I live in very, 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 very conservative state. That's very, and we just now passed a law that said you can buy liquor on Sunday. And the first day it was kind of like a lot of people did it. But they said since that first initial day, it's not that big of a thing. I mean, I've never really, I guess I don't hardly drink at all. I really don't. And I've never really been at a point like where, thank God, I've never had to drive to Illinois to get liquor because I was out and I needed it. You know, I never was that type. I never drank enough to where, crap, I got to drive to Illinois to get liquor. Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, they used to have the old joke that on Sunday, people in Indiana would buy mouthwash because it had alcohol in it. 10. That's the state I live in. You know, but like at the same, but I think people are starting to wake up a little bit and say, hey, you know, I mean, in the world, and I hope California wakes up and realizes, hey, this bill is going to make, how is this, I mean, I'm surprised there's not psychiatrist outrage. It is a very, 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 it's going to affect freedom of speech. The Iron Curtain is going up. People don't realize, I mean, you got to draw the line here, folks, between freedom or, if you know, or how much freedom are you willing to give up for security? Me? Zero. Give me my weapons and let me defend. But that's the world we live in, you know. People, well, I'm willing to give up some freedom for security. Gee. For Thursday, I'm going to look this up and I'll get you the tolls. I want to find out how much money the government has wasted on the Toilet Safety Administration, because they haven't caught anybody. All they've done is taken old ladies and little girls and felt them over. Yeah, I felt something there. Yeah, it's called my manhood. Yeah, if it was my wife touching it, it'd be growing right now. But since you 400-pound person with a skin-tight uniform on is touching it, I'm not feeling a thing. That's all they've done. They haven't found anybody. The Toilet Safety Administration hasn't caught anyone. But that's your tax dollars. It's the illusion of security. They ain't done anything. They haven't done anything. They just sit there with that skin-tight uniform with the pants on where the tangs are hanging on for dear life. I mean, they go through, you know, they put stuff through that luggage car wash. That's a bowling ball candle. Okay, let that go through. That's a hairdryer with a scope. That's all right. A hot dog with a wick, that's fine. I haven't done anything, but people say, oh, well, we need to have security. Well, have real security. I want freedom. I don't want to give up any freedom. Obviously, people in California feel differently. Well, that's, you know, you should in California say, hey, I disagree with you, but you have the right to voice your opinion. You have the right to push your viewpoint. That's what this country was founded on. Now it's we're liberals. This is what we believe. You either agree with us or you're wrong, and we're not going to allow you to speak, talk, or say anything. That is the democratic narrative that all blacks are, as they called it, victims. You're a victim. Kanye West, he goes, I love the way Candace Owens thinks. Oh, when she came out basically saying that, hey, I think for my, see, the Democratic Party doesn't want a black person that thinks for themselves. They don't want a black party that says, wait a minute here. Look at Detroit. It's a bleep hole. It is like a third world country, but oh, well, we're supposed to think it's so great because it's democratic run. I have to believe like Barack Obama was the greatest thing since sliced bread because I'm black. I have to be Democrat. I have to believe that I'm a victim. And she's like, no. No, I'm not going to think that way. I have, you know, there used to, one of my favorite bumper stickers of all time was, remember that DARE? The DARE stickers, it said, dare to think for yourself. And that's, I was always,
DARE was about drugs.
Yeah, but it said, dare to think for yourself. was the it was one like, don't take the government's word for it. Look up cannabis. See how safe it is. The sticker I had was, it was a spoof one. That's what I said. It was a bumper sticker. I read what the bumper sticker said, but my wife thought it was a real bumper sticker. Well, it wasn't, but she thought it was a dare bumper sticker. No, this was like a spoof one. It's a dare to think for yourself. You know, that's what I love. One of my favorite quotes from anything was, I love Pawn Stars, where Rick Harrison goes, not that I don't trust you, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anyone, okay? I'm going to, you know, like Ben Harper said, well, from the earth is your greatest wrath. So before you knock it, you try it first. You'll see it safe, as they're saying, it's not a curse. You know, I hate all these people that, oh, weed is so bad, it's so dangerous, so deadly. Well, when was the last time you smoked it? When have you ever used it? When have you ever looked into it? When have you ever studied it? When have you ever investigated it? Learned about its history? I wouldn't go near that. Oh, so, wow, isn't that interesting? You're not going to look into cannabis. You're not going to study. You're not going to try it, but you've already made the assumption it's bad. That makes a whole heck of a heap of a lot of sense. That's the problem in this world. You know, you have these people that, I'm a black, Barack Obama was great, da-da-da, and like, no matter what you tell them, they're never going to believe any different. You know, they're a victim. They're a programmed droid of this Democratic Party. You know, I'm going to get a free cell phone. Thank you, Obama. And when you actually take some of them and say, bring all your pay stubs in, let's look at how much taxes were coming out of your paycheck before and now. And then they find out, wait a minute, I was F'd in the A. I was screwed. Well, too late, because he's been reelected, but at least we got you now to wake up. I want to have a gun-free zone so that no one can protect me. But that's how it goes in this. It's nice we have someone standing up and saying, hey, I'm going to be who I am. How can I, I'm a black person. You mean to tell me that I'm in the KKK because you hate me because I think for myself? You hate Diamond and Silk because they think for themselves? They actually use their brain and they say, gee, I don't think so. The Democratic Party is like telling people to burn, well, light a match to gasoline. And all the Democrats will take a match and light it to gasoline and bang. This is hypothetical. Diamond and Silk and people like Candace Owens are like, wait a minute, I'm not going to take a match and light it to gasoline. You kidding me? Oh, they're not, you know, because they're smart enough to know the truth. Go to Cuba. You know what you're going to see in Cuba? Any piece of anything where they can put anything on their property, you know what they have on their body or whatever, or on their clothes, they'll have an American. You don't see them. You don't see Cubans wearing Tommy Cesar Chavez shirts. You see Democrats wearing it. You see Kaepernick wearing Castro shirts and Cesar Chavez shirts, but not in Cuba. They'll have American flags, even little ones. Trump is so evil. How dare he bomb Syria? Okay, well, because I got into it with somebody about that. And they said, well, don't take my word for it. Listen to the Syrian people themselves. Go back to that CNN interview where that lady's like, well, what do you think about these greedy, evil conservatives and Republicans that don't want you people here? And that lady goes, well, we don't want to be here. We want to be in our own country. We want someone to help us so we can live in our own country. We want to be able to be free in our own country. And that lady from CNN had no clue she had no idea what to do. Because that totally blew her whole narrative out the window. That's the problem. So many people, that's you just your conservative talking. No, this is just like when Barack Obama was president, I wasn't saying he resembled Adolf Hitler. I was taking context, I was taking word for word verbatim from people who lived pre-World War II Germany, pre-Hitler Germany, and said they see the same things that went on in Germany pre-Adolf Hitler happening under Barack Obama. That was a pre-World War II German who lived pre-Hitler, through Hitler's reign in Germany, saying that she is seeing the same things happening under Barack Obama as they did under Hitler, pre-Germany. I mean, you got to think about it like this, folks. If the Democrats haven't realized that we've woken up, if they haven't realized that Hillary Clinton stole her nomination, stole debate questions, spied on Trump's, rigged the election and still lost, if they haven't woken up to realize that, hey, you're losing people. And now that they're trying, oh, we got to save all these illegals and all this stuff. And now a lot of these Democrats that are black feel like, wait a minute, now you're ignoring me now? Like I don't mean anything? A black to a Democrat is like a cigarette smoker to a tobacco company. They could care less. They here you go. Smoke all you want, because we don't care if you die. We'll just try to get someone else hooked. They don't care about you. They just want your vote. Show me a poor politician. Show me a politician that wants term limits. Show me a politician that has income that matches what they make, has a net worth that matches their income. Show me how any normal American citizen can get away having the network these politicians do with the income they make and not being questioned by the IRS. That's the problem in this world, but people don't want to talk about it. The more we come together as a United Nations of the United States of America and come together and unite as one nation under God, instead of fighting and come together, the better off we're going to be. You know, maybe we need to divide the country, okay? We'll have like high schools. Okay, if you're anti-gun, then you go to a school that doesn't allow guns, doesn't allow any police to carry guns, nothing. You have no protection whatsoever, and there you go. And if you're a Second Amendment supporting family and you want to have protection, then we'll have teachers that teach you that are trained that carry guns. You're going to have guards that have guns. You're going to be protected. The police are going to go and protect you. The police aren't going to go, well, we can't see you're anti-gun, so we can't protect you because, you know, we carry guns, and since you're anti-gun, we can't be in that school and help you out because your school is a gun-free zone, and we can't bring our guns in there. And for the safety of our officers, we're not going to be, you know, and see how quickly that changes. How quickly that, well, wait a minute, well, we're anti-gun, but we want to make sure the police can, no, you can't have it both ways. You can't be anti-gun but want police to carry guns to protect people. You can't be against assault rifles and stuff and then expect, you know, people to protect your school with guns. And can't be both ways. But that's how it is. That's the common sense of me coming out, because, you know, that's the problem. You know, it's nice to have people like Diamond and Silk out there in the real world saying, hey, you know, say what you want. We're speaking our own voice. We're not going to be, you're not going to shut us up. Sorry if you don't like the fact that we disagree with the Democratic Party trying to own us and control us. You know, they're great. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in around the world and wherever. I mean, think about it. Think about where you live, what country you're in. If you haven't heard, folks, there was an incident yesterday in Toronto, Canada. It is thing because there was a white van that has come in and just plowed into a scene, killing at least 10 people. And they're not, last I heard, they're not really saying much about it, whether they don't know if it's terrorism. I mean, I'm assuming it's terrorism. Alex Masana, 25-year-old, was the man that was behind the wheel. And if any of my Canadian listeners out there know anything or have seen anything, or anyone that is in Canada has seen anything, they actually have a hotline. It's 1-416-808-8750. That number again is 1-416-808-8750, and it's specifically for this incident. And our thoughts and prayers are with all those in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Our prayers are with you, and hopefully we find out the investigation, what's going on, because I mean, this has got to stop. I mean, this is why I get frustrated when they sit there and they say, well, we need to ban guns, we need to do, I'm like, oh, I know. I mean, this is what gets me, because this killed at least 10 people. And guess what? It was not a gun. When are people going to realize that we need to come together as a group and a cohesive group and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what we're dealing with. This is the issues affecting our world, and we need to do due diligence. This is kind of a cool story. Louisiana teens stop playing basketball and kneel out of honor for a passing funeral procession. That was, I mean, I don't know when I was their age if I would have thought to do that. And to think that, you know, that those kids did that, that's just really, I think it's cool as heck. I mean, just one of those things that you don't think about, that, hey. It's just cool. Because you don't really see it that often. And I got to get into this story. This is really, really cool. A liberal waitress sees three rowdy conservatives and gets the surprise of a lifetime. This is like a very, very, because all blacks are liberals. I mean, that's that. And that's a given. I mean, that is. That's fact. Wait a minute. Oh no, there's. Let me see. Casey Owens. There's Diamond and Silk. So Candace Owens. But you know what? Yeah. But you know. They were coming from like a Trump rally, and they're all like, oh no, what do I do? What do I do? I got to deal with these anti-liberal, you know, these things are evil. They're bad. You know, there's no good conservatives. There's nothing. They're bad. They don't care. They don't like us. They hate us. And, you know, of course they go and have dinner at this restaurant, and, you know, she's the server, and And And, you know, as we do, as we are, as we're nice people, we're not evil, we're not... Yeah, okay, my producer, she's evil, you know, she's not nice, but, you know, of course, when they're done, what was their, I think their subtotal bill was $72, and they left her a $450 bill as a tip, so... And she didn't know what to do. She couldn't believe it. Like, but that's what we do. I mean, we can, you know, it don't judge a book by its cover. Just because you have people that have this viewpoint that, oh, to be racist because you support Trump, you have to be this because you support Trump. And then when they realize that, hey, I will stand with any liberal because they have the right to freedom of speech, but they better stand with me when I want to speak and say, hey, wait a minute, he's a conservative, he's going to give a talk, you better allow him to talk. You know? And that's the thing. I'll stand with any liberal because they have the right freedom of speech. Well, so do I. And I have friends that would stand with me and say, hey, you know, that they respect my freedom of speech just like I respect their freedom of speech. You know?
Not all of your friends that are liberal.
Yeah. A lot of some, well, it's, I mean, a lot of my true mega ultra liberal friends, we disagree to disagree because they're never gonna believe, they're never gonna agree with me no matter what. But that's kinda how the cookie crumbles. But, I mean, that's what you got to come together. We got to come together as a world and be there for each other. And, you know, I mean, that's why this country is so great. I mean, I was trying to figure out for the longest time, well, how do I get my record player and my record collection to hear the greatest hits in my car? Now I don't have to. I can listen to WASK or I can listen to K-Love. I have choices. That's why you have many channels. If you don't like what MSNBC is saying, you can switch the channel. You know, you have a choice. You can listen to the conversation with me. You don't have to. You can say, I don't agree with that asshole, and you can click and go somewhere else. That's how this world is, folks. And thank you so much for tuning in. And if you haven't heard, now there's talk that with the impending talks between North and South Korea, there's a lot of people that are saying that that's all propaganda that the North is doing, that they're not going to stop nuclear weapons production and this and that. And I've heard a couple liberal people that, here we go. It's just all propaganda. They're not going to stop anything. That I'm like, well, neither are we. We're not going to just, until we see major progress, I don't see, sanctions are not going to be lifted. We're going to be 110% on guard. Until until we see a North Korea where those people can go and do as they please and live where they want to. And if they want to stay in North Korea, they can. If they want to leave, they can come and go as they please. Until that happens, I don't see much changing in the way of our sanctions with North Korea. But I don't see, I mean, people act like, oh, well, so let's say that North Korea is full of it, which I'm pretty sure that I hope we're right. I hope they're going to stop testing. But until we actually, like I've said, until I honestly believe, until we get proof that, okay, yeah, guess what? North Koreans are now free to go wherever they want to and travel on their own, and there's no repercussions from the government. There's no concentration camps. There's no, you know, the government telling you when and what and how to do and where to go. Until we get to that point, I don't see anything changing. I mean, and I think it's something that's huge, because I don't, none of us want war. You know, I hope Trump doesn't get us killed. See, the reason why I think Trump makes a great president is he's used to doing billion-dollar deals with other countries, other people. He's used to negotiating. I'm not blowing smoke up his butt and saying he's going to fix every single solitary thing. Far from it, but at least we got someone that's going to hopefully do something and try to do something. I mean, it's how long has it been since the North and South have even talked, whether it's real or not? They hardly ever talk. At least something's happening. And I'm going to leave it with that, because I really hope for the best in this, like many people do. I mean, I've heard some people on the left like, well, I don't see anything changing. Well, at least the North and South are going to sit down and talk. And possibly Trump is going to sit down and talk with the leader of North Korea. That really hasn't happened since Bill Clinton gave him a crap load of money. But, you know, that's the world we live in, folks. We got to take the good with the bad and hope. No one hopes for the worst. Like, Iran has come out basically saying that if the U.S. backs out of this nuclear deal, that, you know, there's going to be severe consequences. What, you're going to get wiped off the face of this earth if we don't do what you want? I mean, seriously. You're not our friend, Iran. You were Obama's buddy. And if we had our way, we would take that money back that was given to you by Obama. Huge. If you have not heard, this is, you know, I think it's a day late and a dollar short, but supposedly they have 10,000 signatures on the petition to get rid of the Fresno State professor who celebrated Trump's death. It was 10, that was 25. But I guess with the profanity, but will not be disciplined, the university president said in a statement Tuesday. So the president of that university will not discipline her, but they have the petitions to get her. And I've heard there are parents that say, well, okay, well.
I think that university.
Yeah. They have a lot of donors that say, well, she goes, if she doesn't go, I'm pulling out all my money. All my donations and everything are going to stop. And there's a lot of parents that say, okay, well, we may be liberal, but you don't. See, that's the difference when I went to school. I know a lot of my professors now, a lot of my culinary school instructors and a lot of my high school teachers now. Go back to school. Go back to high school. Okay. Folks, I recorded it last night on VHS. If you don't know, it's a video cassette recorder. Just in case, I got some millennials. It's like I couldn't even explain what a tape. Well, you wouldn't even know what a tape is. It's like a bigger tape cassette that has video on it. But he would record it on off of the TV, sort of like DVRing, but it's on like a disc that you like a thing. Just in case there's millennials out there. hard to explain, but he recorded it, and we watched the State of the Union address of Bill Clinton's, and it's like, this is what the State of the Union is, this is what he does, this is what he's doing, this is what he's addressing these people, and this and that, and it was never, it was telling you what the president does during the State of the Union. It wasn't a pushing one agenda or one political view over another. We learned about, okay, this is what this is. We learned about what the government does. It was, I couldn't tell you what any of my teachers politically believed. It was never talked about. I remember my one art teacher, Mrs. Jackson, she's like, I was Mr. Jackson. Somebody asked me, like, who do you vote for? And I'm not telling you. It's none of your business. Politics has no place in school. Even in government, you're to learn how the government functions, not have someone shove a political view down your throat. That was in 93. Yeah.
Real quick, did you hear about the UK people trying to put the baby, the two-year-old, off of life support?
Mm-mm.
The Prime Minister of London basically that they owned the people's kids, the state does. So they have the right to take it off of. I don't know why they wanted it. I don't know why it was on life support or why it was being taken off. But it was, I guess, taken off life support.
Does the government, yeah, they have what's called death penalties. If you live in a country where the government is, it's 100% medical paid for, like through the government, what you'll find out is, hey, we don't think your mom's 7 years old. She's lived a good life. We're taking her off life support. Where here, if you had the money, you can keep her on there. But
yes, we are gracious enough to allow you to keep your kids reside with you after you make lots of decisions in their day-to-day lives. But when rubber meets the road, we just want to remind you that the Almighty straight up owns your kids and will do with them as we will. We make the big decisions. You have pretty much zero to say when it comes right down to it. Just keep that in mind and stay in your place. The Prime Minister further reminds Britain that they gave up their rights to make majority decisions for their household when they decided to hand over health care, social security, education, guns, and free speech to the government. That's not where we want. That's where we fought from.
That's my producer nailed that in the head. The whole point, yeah, we fought to get away from, so we're, okay, hey, we want to make the decisions in our lives, not the government. Well, they're just fourth graders, so we didn't think it was, we didn't want to risk any of our security people's lives going in there to protect them, so we're not going to protect them. We're just going to let them try to fend for themselves against this gunman. Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to have guns, so good luck. I mean, he's fully armed. He's got 500 automatic weapons. He's got bombs, whatever. But, yeah, as the Prime Minister of America, I don't feel like we're going to risk any of our people's lives to try to save these little kids, you know. They're only 4 years old. They're not worth that much, you know. Sorry, parents, but, you know, the government makes the decisions here. We're not – that's what we got away from. But somehow there are fucking idiots in this country that want this, that want – so. Like, go live in North Korea if you think it's go to China where you can't own anything, where the house, oh, you don't own land. If the government lets you, you can grow wine on there, but they own the land, they can take it from you whenever they want. That's what we got away from. If you guys have not heard, pardon me. I'm sure you've heard the bird's the word. as I move on, folks. Wow. What a game. What was it? Let me get into this. But I almost looked at the wrong thing. Thank God I'm the man of the common sense, but if you ever heard Manchester United and Chelsea in the FA Cup Finals. That's right, folks. 2-1 over Tottenham. And 2-0 Chelsea over Southampton. We had one of those up and down, up and down, up and down. And the thing that's kind of concerning to a lot of United fans, see, we're not gunners. Okay, we don't celebrate a fourth place finish. We don't do that. But the problem we deal with is what's Mourinho going to do? He's going to get in players that are going to get us possibly a title next year, and then maybe next year they may have one more year in them, and then they're done. What has United been about? Taking youth and developing it. Mourinho is not a youth developer. He wants to get players that got 2 good years in them and hopefully get 2 good years out of them, and then try to find another 3 players that have 2 great years in them. I want to have players that are great to have maybe 7 or 8 great years in them. Because if you get, and then a lot of the players I think that they're looking to get rid of, they're Mourinho's people that they brought in. I mean, you want to get rid of an Anthony Martial and you want to keep a Fellaini? You want to beg him to stay? How does that make sense? He's horrible. I mean, we need to have someone. See, Mourinho, I think, just wants to have great, great, great players that he can just manage and not have to teach and instruct and develop. And I mean, I'm a good example. I am a master chef. I'm great. I can cook. But if I have to sit and try to show someone, I don't have the patience to sit there and show someone how to cook. I just can't freaking do it. But when you got 75, if you have to take someone on the line and they job shadow you and they learn what you're doing, I can get 10 things done in the time it takes me to do one thing when I have someone following me because I have to show them, hey, this is what you do. You have to do this. And you have to do, and it just takes twice as long to get stuff done. Every once in a while, I'll get somebody that is, I don't have to babysit, basically. I need you to dice this on you. Oh, I got it. Well, what do you mean by dice? I knew how to dice an onion before I even was in the kitchen. But when you have people that, like, you got to babysit, like, okay, let me teach you how to, you're 40 years old and I got to teach you how to peel a potato. I'm just not patient. I mean, if I had people that knew what the heck they're doing, I'd say, okay, make a bechamel. Make a mornay sauce. Take a bechamel, turn it, okay, yeah, great. And definitely, you know, I'm used to, I've been in kitchens where, okay, we left you a little bit of everything. We need this much of each of these ingredients come dinner time. If you have any questions, good luck. If you don't know where something is, just ask. You know, I've been in kitchens where you didn't even have, they left a little bit of every item for you to go off of. And this is what everything, we left you enough so you can see what everything, here's the par list, have this much of each of these, and good luck. I didn't have someone with me. But I think that's Mourinho. He just wants to have players that know what the hell they're doing that can just bust, okay. Yeah, he doesn't have to train and educate and, you know, and I don't, I think he's, he just doesn't, I think my wife is right. He's lazy. He doesn't want to be like a father figure. He doesn't want to sit there and show them and teach them. He's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is my plan. We're going to execute it. Hopefully you know what you're doing, you know, whereas a lot of people would be like the exact opposite, you know, where United has always been about bringing up the youth and developing the youth and doing this. And I think Jose doesn't want, he wants to bring in the players that are already developed and know what the heck they're doing, and he can just coach them a little bit, and the rest is there. And I can guarantee if he doesn't win a title next year, he's gone. He'd be gone if he doesn't get a title next year. I mean, because basically we have an FA Cup this year. I mean, Louis Van Gaal with Sats were only an FA Cup. It's just one of those things. I mean, I guess we are very, very particular at United because we demand. I mean, we're like the Yankees of football. You know, we're like, okay, we should be winning a title every year. And if not, what the heck? And that's different. I mean, but I'm grateful for where we are. I'm not complaining. I'm just like, about is the fact that, okay, we dominate one game, and then the next game we suck. And it's just this up and down that doesn't make sense. It's like, okay, how can we be champion? How can we be Champions League caliber one game and then should be in the second tier in the next game? It just doesn't. I guess I can't figure that out. I mean, I'd rather be mediocre and be a fourth place team and think, hey, we're consistent, than being okay. We dominate one game, then we, because every week you don't know. Okay. Is this team going to be a team that's going to play together and be cohesive, or is it going to be a team that's like, okay, what the hell? I mean, I could play better than they could if I didn't have my myopathy. It's just a up and down, up and down, up and down. You know, if we were in fourth place, 110% consistent, and we played the same every week, it'd be, you know, but oh well. I guess it's really exciting because you never know from week to week what's going to happen with who, anybody can beat anybody in any given week, and I guess that's kind of exciting at the same time. So it's alliance and the protection of divine providence who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Thursday coming up in 2 days, good night and God bless. Goodbye.